Kevin Prime joins us for a kōrero today. Kevin is an Environment Commissioner at the Environment Court. Today we've asked Kevin if he could give us some feedback on what's been a contentious issue surfacing into Te Tukura, and this is to do with the SNAs, or Sensitive Natural Areas, growing concern among Northlanders that the government could be in fact having something of a land grab. And there was a protest action outside the Kaitaia offices of the Far North District Council earlier this week. It's to protect biodiversity, but if you look at a map of what's proposed for these special natural areas and the protection needed, many of it is across Māori land, and it would effectively mean that if people wanted to develop that land, they would have to go and get a resource consent to do so. Well, that's the way it reads at the moment. Environmentalist Kevin Prime with us today. Te rangatira, Kevin. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora, Dale.
It's good to talk with you again. When did you first learn of SNAs and what they were proposing to do?
Oh, well, I heard you mention sensitive natural areas. I'd heard of them probably at least 20 years ago or more, and they used to be called significant natural areas at that time. So the idea of it has been around for a long, long time, you know, ever since probably the climate change discussions, you know, that. So, you know, personally, I don't have a major problem with it. In fact, I think the plan or the thinking falls way short of the mark, in my view. Like the plan, they call it a long-term plan, and it's for 10 years. That's not long-term in the sense of trees. Trees live for 400 years, 500 years, 700 years. And I think what we should be mindful of is the relevance of Te Taiao to our very existence, you know. I think things like the air that we breathe, water, papa tuanuku, you know, that's every form of food comes from a combination of air, water, and earth. So every natural living creature or plant is reliant on earth, water, and air for existence. So every human being, so that's all of us. And I think elements like our ngahere, our repo, our awa, our taonga species are totally reliant on te taiao for their existence. And if we get te taiao right, our ngahere, our wai, our whenua, and our taonga species, they'll all flourish. So I personally think that plan falls short of the mark. I think if we're really planning long term, maybe it's easier, Dale, if I gave an example like our own place. I think we're planning more for 750-year long term plan on our land. You know, most of our land has been in pine trees over the last few years, but 5 years ago when we started clear felling our third iteration or third generation of pine trees, over the last 5 years during the clear felling, excuse me, and grab me a bit of a water, hang on.
Matua, can I sort of just, and I must apologise too, I was referring to them as sensitive natural areas. They are indeed labelled as significant natural areas. The concern for our whānau in the north, though, is that 48% of the land earmarked for that description or that category is actually Māori land. And so if we did want to utilise, develop our own land, we would have to go and get the tick off from the council, We know that Māori representation on councils has been scant over the years, so it feels to many as though it is a Pākehā land grab, or that we are being dictated to by Pākehā interest as to how we utilise our own whenua. What would you say to those people who have those concerns?
What I'm saying, I suppose, is still consistent. Like, I do believe that the intention is more to have more oxygen for the earth in years to come. And it is unfortunate. Look, what you're saying is exactly true. I'm well aware that, Māori only have something like 4.7% of all the land in New Zealand, and yet on that 4.7%, they own over 50% of all the privately owned Indigenous forest in New Zealand. DOC owns about 35% of the country, but Māori actually own over 50% of all the Indigenous forest in the country. And so the statistic you're quoting, I'm not surprised with, because Māori tend to keep or to preserve all their forests, so it is not a surprise. But really and if you disagree with that, I think you should write in and say so. Like many years ago, last time that sort of letter came to me, that this was for the I should explain, half of our, we've probably got about 500 hectares in the Far North District and 500 in the Far North District. So we're right on the border. Our land crosses the border, and we're treated slightly differently by both councils. And I could understand the intention of the council, but it comes across as stopping you to develop, which is right. What you've said is correct, that with the SNAs, you have to get a resource consent to do any development, and that's if you're felling trees or shifting dirt on the property. So what I was leading up to earlier was saying that, on our own property, the plan isn't far-sighted enough. And I'm saying over the last 5 years, we've planted 168 hectares of kaikatoa, or tea tree, and within that, that's a nurse crop for Indigenous forest. We've planted this with 50-metre buffers all along all our waterways on the farm, the land we own. And we've also been looking at phasing out pine trees after five rotations. That's 150 years. So after each rotation, the pines will be reduced by 30% and replaced by native trees. So cattle be phased out over the next 60 years slowly, replacing grass with nuts, orchards, fruit trees, vegetables, gardens, rongoā sanctuaries, those sort of things. Sustainable harvesting of trees like Taraire Taua Tauai would probably start in about 160 years. And I think the council should accept plans like ours that are really long term. We look at 250 to 400 years, we'd be harvesting tōtara, kahikatea, miro, tāne, kaha, maire. And in probably 500 years to 750 years, we'd be sustainably harvesting rimu, kauri, puriri, all the trees that take a lot longer to mature. And, I've no doubt that trees like wilding pines would be sprouting up amongst the native forests, and they'd be allowed to mature rather than trying to kill them and harvested using modern technology, sustainably harvesting. So
these are exciting kaupapa that you're putting together. We've got the news coming in a moment. I have to keep moving. But I do thank you, Kevin Prime with us today. Kevin says we need to be thinking much more into the future than is planned at the moment. This SNA kaupapa has a lot of water to go under the bridge as we look at the submission process. Kevin, I'll have to leave it there for now. I'll catch up with you another time. Thank you.
Kia ora.
Thanks very much.